Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's Rams at the Washington football team. Today from FedEx Field, Fred Smoot, longtime footballer in the National Football League, is doing many, many things. And my name is Chick Hernandez as we get you set for game day here from Augies in Old Town Alexandria. So how was your week, by the way?
Mine was good.
You're good.
Like I said, we're a team with no name, so I rock this Red Wolf logo. That's what I do. I am the Red Wolf himself.
Well, if there's one thing about the burgundy and gold, it's drama. So here we go. Dwayne Haskins benched, not only benched from the number one job, but now benched to the number three job.
Basically kicked out the office.
Kicked out the office.
Yep.
Dwayne Haskins will not be at the game today.
Are you serious?
He apparently has, I'll put in quotation marks, a stomach virus. It's not COVID, they say. He will be tested. But he's got an illness.
Yeah, I know what that illness is. That's called hurt feelings. Like when your feelings get hurt, you had to go to the doctor to get it fixed. His feelings hurt right now.
Former quarterback of this Washington franchise, seventh round pick of the franchise back in 1994 out of the University of Tulsa, Gus Frerotte joins us.
You know how fast that can happen where Alex Smith would have to go in. And I'm not surprised. The NFL never surprises me. We know, Fred, obviously, you know, being in the NFL, anything can happen in any week. And just seeing this, we knew that with Ron Rivera coming from Carolina, Kyle Allen getting him, that was his guy down there. They bring him up. They're going to give Dwayne Haskins a few shots, but something wasn't working with them. I don't think they got along very well for some reason or another. And so Ron just said, hey, I'm comfortable with Kyle. So is Scott Turner. Scott Turner's also comfortable with Kyle. And so I think they made the switch. And I feel bad for Dwayne. He didn't have very much to go on. You know, he's a young kid. He didn't play a lot in college either.
Right.
Right. So he doesn't have a huge resume to go out there. And when you're a quarterback in the NFL, and every quarterback that has gone through the Washington football team's program, you know you have to have the ultimate support from the head coach on through the whole group to be successful. And if you don't, you're not going to go out and play well on Sundays.
You know what's coming, the headbutt.
Well, luckily nowadays people have forgot about the headbutt because it happened so long.
Thanks for
bringing that up, Chase.
No, they have not.
Thanks for bringing it up. But I do get asked about the 99-yarder a lot more now. But I do a lot of Minnesota radio. So it's
okay,
nice,
yeah.
Up there.
Bernard Berry.
They remember me for that.
Hey, Gus, as a defensive player,
Fred
I respect
and I were
you. Hey, Gus, as a defensive player, I respect you. It was the first concussion that happened in the NFL without hitting another player. So I respect you, Gus.
Well, actually, it wasn't a concussion. I had a stinger. I wasn't
stinger.
Used to getting
hit
by
a little neck
anything.
Sprain.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a little neck sprain. It wasn't a concussion. Come on, Fred. I mean, I got concussions the real way by dudes hitting me in the chin.
Yeah. We're going to pick the games in the pregame right now and just on the podcast as well. And then in the postgame, we will pay off who did what. So,
yes,
Cy.
So great.
Cy, the microphone is yours.
All right, we're only going to do the 1 p.m. games so we can evaluate after the show.
All right.
So we'll start with Cardinals at Jets. Over under 47.5. Over or under?
Cardinals most definitely going to win this game. 47, though? What you think, Chick?
I'm going cards and over for me. Cards are going to win. And I'm going with the over.
I'm going with the over, too.
All right,
so Smoosadamus has spoken.
So same pick in that game.
All right, on to Panthers at Falcons. Over-under is 53.5.
I hate the Falcons. All right,
why do you hate the Falcons?
One, because my ex-wife divorced me and told me she was a low-key Falcons fan.
That will do it.
All right?
That will do it.
And
sure.
The fact that if you ever want to be let down in sports, the Falcons are going to be the one to do it.
They are huge. They have been very good at that.
So I'm going to go the Panthers win this game.
All right. Panthers. Give
plus three.
Getting 2.5. All right. And over under. 53.5.
Under.
All right. I'm going Falcons and the under. I'm going Falcons and the under. I think the Falcons, after a just a season of woefulness, are going to come through in this game. It's a home game. I know there's no home field advantage, but I think they finally get it done because there's some steam coming out of that coaching staff right now. All right, what's next?
All right, Bengals at Ravens. Over-under is 50.5.
Ooh, I love hurling Joe Burrow.
12.5 points.
12.5?
12.5.
I don't think so. The Bengals are not that bad of a team. And I believe the one thing I know about Joe Burrow is he's going to spread that ball around.
Right.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to go with the Bengals on this. I can't go 12.5 points. I just can't.
And the under or over? 50.5.
I'm going to go under.
That's how this works, by the way. You what?
I'm going under.
You're going under. Fred's going under. I'm going Bengals and the over.
No, I'm going to go over.
See how Nostradamus has changed?
No, I had slip and fell in the bathroom. My fault. Everybody did slip and fell in the tub before. It hurts. Okay.
Right. All right. On to Jaguars at Texans. It's a 54.5 over under. Texans minus 5.5.
I'm going Texans and the under.
I'm going Texans in the under. I'm also going to Texans because they are free of Bill.
Free of Bill, yeah.
They're free of Bill, and I think now they're going to show up and play some football.
That Romeo Crimmel is taking
100
over.
Years old, yeah.
He is 100 years old. He's taking over. So Texans and the under. I think they get a little spark. All right.
On to Raiders at Chiefs.
Yikes.
It's a 55.5 over under. Chiefs minus 11.
This is going to be a closer game than people think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Divisional games don't go like regular games go. These people know each other in and out. And if the Chiefs are going to lose a game, it's going to be in a division. I'm going to go with the Raiders by 3. Smoosh the Dumbest has spoken.
Raiders by 3. So what's the over-under? I got to ask Fred every time over-under. 55.5.
Under.
All right, he's going under. I'm going Raiders and over. I think after what took place last week with the Chiefs, I think young quarterback is a little bit nasty this week against that Raiders D. All right,
on to Rams at football team.
Like, we don't even got a name. We just the Washington football players.
Yep, over-under is 45.5, and Rams minus 7 is the spread.
I know you already said who you're going to pick.
No, I already said I'm going with the Washington football players, okay? By field goal.
Over, under.
Over.
Over. I'm going Rams and under. I think this was not going to be an enjoyable game if you like offense. I think something's going to – I think the Redskins
– There you go. Put that money in there.
There it is.
You think Donald is going to wreck this game, don't you? You think the defensive line of the Rams is going to wreck this game. I'm going to tell you the matchup. Jalen Ramsey versus number 17 at wideout. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's going to be the matchup of the day.
All right. On to Eagles at Steelers. Over-under is 44, and Steelers minus 7 is the spread.
Under. Steelers win that ball game. The Eagles stink.
They do stink. They stink. I'm going Steelers and the over. 44 points, nothing for Ben Roethlisberger against that horrific Eagles defense. Just horrific.
All right.
We'll go on to some Washington football team spreads here from FanDuel. Kyle Allen, 235.5 passing yards. Over or under?
We got 6 minutes to go, so we got to move on.
I got over with 235 yards because we're going to be down going into the fourth. We're going to be forced to throw the ball. He will throw around 290 to 300 yards. Kyle Allen, over.
I'm going to say he played 13 games last year. 8 times he was over, 5 times he was under. His first game back, it's under.
All right. On to Washington football team, total points 18.5. Over or under?
I got over because I said we're going to score 24 today in a victory.
Rams, 6th-ranked defense, 20 points per game. You can run on them, but Washington is 30th at 9. Total points, I'm going under.
All right. Kyle Allen, 1.5 passing touchdowns. Over or under?
I got over. I got 2 touchdowns, 1 to Logan Thomas, 1 to 1 Cam Sims for his first touchdown in the NFL.
That's a big call. I'll go over as well. It's new blood in the offense. I think they're going to be excited. They'll do some things that they, you know, he'll pull the trigger as where Dwayne didn't.
Smoot goes over pretty much every time. He's an optimist here.
Hey, thank you.
All right, and then we'll go on to my special little bets here quickly. Go. Terry McLaurin, 100-plus receiving yards. Over, under?
I'm going under. He will have 73 yards. And the one thing about Kyle Allen, he will spread the ball out today.
Yeah, there's no best buddy in Dwayne Haskins throwing to his OSU bud, so I'm going to say under for Mr. McLaurin.
All right. Washington football team defense, 3-plus sacks. Over, under?
I'm going over. We have a quarterback that they know where he's going to be. He's a pocket passer. He's going to be in the pocket. They're going to rush him through the middle. I'm looking at 6 sacks today, folks. 6 sacks.
You have had too many drinks already, by the way. He's only been sacked 6 times this year.
Yeah, but I know. But see, he's
only
a pocket passer.
Sacks. I know, but only 6 sacks all year.
But he did that getting the ball out quick. He's not going to be able to do this against this.
I got the under. I got the under.
I bet that hat then.
We need to check Fred's alcohol content.
Yeah,
I got drunk last night.
Oh, Lord. All right, Washington football defense, 2.5 turnovers. Over or under?
2.5 or 1.5?
1.5. Cy can't read.
Yeah.
I changed it to 2.5.
You changed
from
it.
From 2 to 2.5. That way it's over or under.
I'm going under. They're going to have 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
An interception and a fumble recovered.
Goff has 2 interceptions. The team has 3 fumbles lost. I'm going under as well. Not going to happen.
All right. Antonio Gibson, 100-plus total yards from scrimmage.
Total yards.
Oh, most definitely. He is the over. He will have around 80 yards rushing, around 60 yards receiving.
Yeah.
They put him at 140. Tell him Smooch the Dumpster sending you and get your money.
Smooch to what?
Dumbest.
Smooch to Dumbest.
Yes, I am. I predict things, and I know things,
you
and I drink alcohol.
You predict things. I'm going to go total yards, yes. I think it'll be over as well for
all right,
Antonio
last
Gibson.
One.
Oh, wait.
I thought it was.
Score. Who wins and what's the score?
Oh,
Washington football players win 24-13.
I got Rams 30-14. Rams 30-14. And now the rumors are swirling that Kyle Allen is just a stopgap for Alex Smith at some point to start a game this year or start for this franchise.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, here's the thing about it. If a woman catches her man cheating, he's not in love with the woman you catch him cheating with because he's careful with the one he loves. So to me, it feels like they really want to date Alex Smith. But they knew they couldn't just put him in the game. They had to put Kyle in there first. He's the sacrificial lamb. Right? He's going to get put in there with pork chop drawers on. They're going to feed him to the beast.
Pork chop drawers.
They're going to put him in the line then with pork chop drawers on. That's what I'm telling you. They're going to feed him to the beast just to put Alex in. Alex is the one they want to date. Think about this. Go back to the last time Alex played. We was 5-3.
Right.
Leading the division with a Super Bowl winner in the division. Philadelphia. They feel right now they have enough talent on defense, have enough talent on special teams. If they just had a quarterback that didn't make mistakes and could push the ball and make things happen, that they could actually win this division. I think this happened because the division is so bad.
Chick Hernandez, Fred Smoot, and the Amish man, Cy Fenwick, by the side. We got the rowdies outside. They've been playing. So the breaking news is, oh, boy.
That's the wolf being.
The breaking news is not that Alex Smith is playing quarterback. It's that Fred Smoot lost in cornhole for the first time.
No, correct yourself. Oh. I lost in miniature
cornhole. Miniature cornhole.
So that's only a half a loss. Yeah.
Let me tell you
something. First time since the early 90s.
I'm not sure what sounds worse, cornhole or miniature cornhole.
That's what it was. It's miniature cornhole.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, good. Oh, we forgot to do the live, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Wolf Den. That's the Wolf Pack over there. Hey, the one thing
I am recording on here though.
Hey, the one thing about a wolf pack is all about the group. It's all about the group.
It ain't no shame in losing to an RI.
It ain't no wrong with that.
I'm not. Wow. Okay.
Stop all that hating.
I'm not hating at all. I'm not hating at all.
I'm just saying, hater gets you nowhere. Yes,
sir. We are rolling. We are live on Facebook, live on Twitter. They are howling. 30-10, your final. So the Washington football team falls to 1-4.
Ah, don't worry about that one. Just worry about the four.
But it is the breaking news here on Chicken Smoot. As we said in the pregame show, this is where you begin. Sigh, by the way. As we said in the pregame show, one play away from seeing Alex Smith at quarterback, and that took place in the second quarter. Kyle Allen went down. Alex Smith came in. And you're right. They lost the game. Defense played pretty decent.
Blah.
Their offensive line is a sieve.
Blah.
But Alex Smith is playing quarterback for the Washington football team.
First of all, it's a blessing to see him out there. It was a bigger blessing to see him get up after being sacked.
Right.
That's what I wanted to see. And I'm sure that's what he wanted. He wanted to get out there, get his jersey dirty, get sacked, feel comfortable again. Like, when we see Alex next week, it's going to be a whole nother Alex.
Right.
He's going to be exuberated. He's going to have confidence in just himself.
He should. I mean, he came in with the worst weather of the season, throwing a wet ball, all of that. I'm not making excuses, but that's...
Because in Mississippi right now, we got Hurricane Delta going on. Now, we got rain, little drizzle. Yeah, this is not the worst weather of all time.
It's not the worst weather of all time, but if you're a guy who hadn't played in 693 days, you come back and you're playing against 300-pounders, you'd like to be able to throw the ball with some kind of oomph on it without having to worry about getting sacked, which he did take a lot of sacks.
The
quarterback position took a lot of sacks.
Because the O-line stinks. Sometimes you got to be honest. Gerard Christian, he can't play left. He can't play left tackle.
Right.
Maybe he's a guard. Maybe he's something else. But he can't play left tackle. Sadiq Charles is going to come back sooner than later. We're going to have to find out what we got. Like, the rest of the season is for us to find out what the young guys got and what they don't have and what we need to shop for.
Gerard Christian, Wes Martin, Chase Roullier, Wes Schweitzer, Morgan Moses.
Hey, we didn't hear Marcus Moses' name today. You know, when you don't hear offensive lineman name, they mean they're doing their job.
Well, we didn't hear his name, but we did see the guys running by him pretty quickly. So Troy Fleener, hasn't had a sack in his young career. He got three today. Mm. Yeah. And Aaron Donald, we knew Aaron Donald would be Aaron Donald. He got three sacks as well. I mean, and if you're Dwayne Haskins, who had a stomach virus, you're watching at home.
And
I'm
your
sure.
Virus got worse. Your stomach turned upside down if you're watching this. Because once he seen Alex in the game,
yeah,
Alex looked like he's the Washington team quarterback.
Right.
He looked like he belonged.
Right. Right.
And I'm sure it flipped his stomach over when he realized, this is my home team. I got a chance to be the starting quarterback for him, and I blew it. I blew it.
Although I guarantee you there's some part of him saying, watching this game going, See what I had to deal with? I had to deal with the same shit.
Yeah, but guess what? The blame game gets you nowhere in life.
Right.
My grandma told me that. Just because you're dagging don't make the situation better.
Right.
You're going to go out there and change the situation, or you're going to sit there and cry, and nobody wants to hire you, nobody wants to deal with you. You got to make the best out of the situation, and I think that's where he lost everybody. I think this was a mental gut check.
For
Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
They wanted to see, was he going to go to work and start getting better? They wanted to see, was he going to nag and grime and bitch and act like a little punk.
Right.
And all he did was what they thought he was going to do.
Right. And his agent didn't help either. Why is any player's agent?
Hey, first of all, your agent job is to shut up and write contracts.
Thank you.
Like, I don't need you speaking up for me.
Right.
I can speak up for myself.
Exactly right.
That's what Twitter is for.
Yeah.
That's what Twitter for.
Yeah. It was awful. It's not a good look. So I think we've seen, and the fact that Ron Rivera said, I've not given up on Dwayne Haskins. I'm going to call BS on that.
Yeah.
I'm calling BS on that. I don't think we'll see him again.
They gave up on him. It's like slipping and falling in the tub. At one point, you got to give up.
1-3 are the Washington football team, and the Rams sweep the NFC East, or least, as it were. I'm trying to go back to the numbers here. So let's look at the final numbers on Alex Smith. 9 of 17 for 37 yards. Not very good. Had a few drops. And did get some happy feet in the second half with that pass rush coming. And, damn, you can't blame him. You can't blame him.
I can't.
For a guy who nearly had his leg taken off.
Well, that's what I told you. I couldn't actually grade Haskins because the O-line didn't give me a chance to grade Haskins.
Right.
The tight end didn't give me a chance to grade Haskins. I didn't have enough time to grade Haskins. So I can't grade Alex Smith. But they understand with a bad O-line and a running game not established, the only person who could survive this is a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
They understand it. And Kyle Allen was the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
Just to get to Alex Smith.
He was cleared to play in the second half. So were you surprised at all that Ron Rivera and Scott Turner said, nah, let's leave Alex Smith out there?
I'm not surprised at all. Listen, they wanted Alex to begin with, but they needed a legit reason to put Alex in the game. Mm-hmm. And with Cal going out, it's a legit reason put him in the game. And I'm sure it did all of them well to see him get sacked. Like, I don't think seeing a quarterback get sacked made the home team feel any better than we did this week.
Right.
To see him get sacked, get back up, and say, get back to the huddle, that says, all right, he's back, he's ready, let's go.
Right. We will, if this is going to be dangerous, because I see the folks outside who've been...
Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack outside. Mm-hmm. So we will open up the floor to questions. Cy has a microphone. If someone wants to ask a question of...
Cy is the first Amish man with tattoos.
Of us do not. We'll do that in a little bit. We also got to pay off our bets earlier today, our over-under and our game picking. Cy's running through the numbers still as the early games are finishing, but some of the numbers, Jared Goff, 21 of 30, 309 yards and two touchdowns. The one INT to Kendall Fuller, who's playing some football here in his first two games back. Cam Akers, your boy, 9 carries, 61 yards. Receiving, Everett had 90 yards on 4 catches. Robert Woods.
We haven't stopped the tight end in a decade.
Yeah, it's been bad. Cooper Kupp, 5 catches, 66 yards. 4 catches, 71 for Robert Woods. One of those on a big chunk. Receiving for the Washington football team, J.D. McKissic was your big receiver. 6 catches, 46 yards. Scary Terry McLaurin. Now, what did I say in pregame? 3 catches, 26 yards.
He had as many yards as a dead man.
Yeah, and Antonio Gibson, 27 yards rushing, 24 yards receiving.
We did nothing on offense today.
Right.
We did nothing on offense with a defense led by Aaron Donald. Jalen Ramsey, I talked to you about this earlier. I wanted to see the matchup of Jalen Ramsey and McLaurin, and I don't think I've seen it all day. Did you see it?
No, Jalen Ramsey caused a fumble, but that's about it today.
Yeah, but I just didn't see those two match up, and I would have thought that the Rams would have said, let's take away their only option with our option and watch it go. But they didn't, which was smart. They didn't move him around back and forth.
Redskins, excuse me, there's a dollar.
Hey, I'm going to say, more money in my swear jar.
Son of a bitch.
We have no name. We are the faceless men of Washington. And if he could thank you,
like
give me all that money back. You know, all this goes to me, right?
No, it does not go to you.
It has to go to me.
It goes to one lucky waitress,
the faceless man of Washington. Hey, we got an Eagles fan in the house. Well, we got an Eagles fan in the house. So at least we got somebody that has nothing to cheer about, just like us. Congratulations, man. Thank you for coming out. I thought I smelled the Kentucky Fried Chicken over there. I ain't know what it was.
Bad. Just bad. The NFC.
No, it's just the truth. Come on. He cheers for Philadelphia.
I understand
that. They got a statue of Rocky, a man that don't exist. Right? He never existed in their city, and they worship their statue. Something wrong with that.
Any stadium with a jail is okay with me because it's needed. It's freaking needed, especially in that damn town.
Whoa,
settle down. Yeah.
Who went to jail? Rocky?
You get to go to the New York Giants next week, by the way.
Oh, so now we can get a win. Now we can talk about winning games. Anytime you say NFC East games, we got to win.
Right.
Like, that's how I know we got to win, because we are the best of the stinkiest of the stinkiest. That's the good thing about it.
So back to Mr. Smith. He accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, was to come back and play in the National Football League.
Yep.
He's done that. So now he has a full week, because I'm dollars to donuts. There's no chance Kyle Allen's getting the start next week, right?
No. Alex Smith is going to start. By the way, I want to give his wife a shout-out and his kids a shout-out, because they was in the stands, and I haven't seen a look on a face like that of excitement. Like one of the kids was almost crying.
Yeah.
So they watched their daddy fight back,
fight
through, keep going. That's lovely. That's what sports is about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes sports story. Like, life is sports. Sports is life. It never changes.
You asked the question in the pregame show, is he the comeback story of the year, or is it Cam Newton? Or halftime. There's no chance that it's Cam Newton. It is Alex Smith.
Hey.
It is Alex Smith. It is Alex Smith.
I'm going to be honest with you. people going to look at the Cam Newton story, and he's going to have comeback votes of the year, especially if he continues to put up the numbers he's putting up. And not only did he get injured last year, didn't play last year, he came into this year, caught COVID, and going to come back again. Like, I'm just saying, it's going to be a part of a comeback story there. But you're right. Alex Smith will probably win comeback player of the year.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some votes out of Boston. Some folks in Boston will vote for Cam, but not Alex Smith. I see Cy out there with the Wolfpacks.
He out there in the Wolfpacks. Cy, what you got for us?
This is going to be dangerous, but here we go.
Okay.
Oh, quick. Hey, listen, so we would just want to know, Smoot, how many times you went 0-0 over here in Miniature Cornhole?
Oh, geez.
And aside of that, just who your guy's favorite Redskin player is? You know, Chick and Smoot. You know, being, you know, Redskins players or whatever.
First of all, there was miniature cornhole. And the only reason I missed it is because the hole was just, I can't see it.
Yeah.
My favorite teammate of all time.
So you're not used to tiny holes.
Hey, my favorite teammate of all time was, of course, my boy Sean Taylor.
Okay.
That's my favorite teammate of all time. Now, Chick is the guy that can't find a hole.
Oh, that's proven to be incorrect by the 22-year-old, the 21-year-old, and the 19-year-old in my house.
Now, first of all, I want to ask you, who is your favorite, one of your favorite Washington players of all time? Because, you know, with you working for the media, usually media don't have favorite players.
Right. Well, I'll go old school growing up here in the area, see. Number 43, Larry Brown, was one of those cool guys who just balled out. His jersey was torn. He's deaf in one ear. All of it. That's old school.
Hey, am I wrong? Do you remember we had a safety, number 37. What was his name?
37. Reed?
Reed Dowdy. Now, did you know Reed Dowdy?
Yeah.
Reed Dowdy used to wear hearing aids.
Yes.
Am I wrong for going to the huddle sometime? And I talked to Reed, and I would literally move my lips and wouldn't say nothing, like on purpose.
Really?
So he could be like, Frank, what are you talking about? I'd be like,
that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm a terrible dude.
That's a terrible dude.
I'm a terrible dude.
That is
like,
bad karma.
People do great things in this world.
That is bad karma.
That's what I'm talking about. Wolfpack.
They've.
I feel it too.
Yeah.
Turn them beers up.
Yeah. The internal alcohol rub is really working well.
Nah, they serving up beer and alcohol in here, and it's doing its job.
Augie's.
It's supreme wizardry.
Augie's Muscle House here in Old Town Alexandria is the site for Chicken Smoot. We got the Wolf Pack outside right now. Surprising crowd for a rainy day. Larry Brown was my guy back in the day. When I got in the business, they teach you don't cheer.
Yeah.
So people said, well, who's your favorite player? I was like, I don't have a favorite player. I don't root for the team. But I did root for the individuals that I got to know, right? I wanted Fred to do well. I wanted Sean Springs to do well. But I didn't, I'm not in the press box going, rah-rah, this wasn't the way I was.
I'm a big Ray Brown fan, too. Like, Ray Brown.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Big Ray Brown is one of my favorite Washington players of all time. I love Ray Brown. He's ageless. He's that gentle giant.
Right.
And I hate to say this, he was like a father figure to me.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he let me be me, but also taught me how to be the best me I could be, you know?
Right. All right, so 30-10 to final. We're going all over the place, which is exactly what we do. Stop. It's still.
Yeah, I did. You're right. I lost a lot of games. But we got paid on Monday. Hey, like Coach Spurrier say. We still got to pick up that check on Monday. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Jeremy Sprinkle can't catch a cold.
Oh, Jerry Sprinkle couldn't catch a cold butt naked in Alaska.
Wow.
I'm just telling you.
I don't want to see that picture. By the way, Kyle Allen, while he did play, 9 of 13, 74 yards before he got dinged up. Again, one of those things. What is it about Washington quarterbacks who just don't know how to slide or get down? He went head first. And you just can't do that to a defensive player.
And he got his cap peeled.
Yeah.
And while he pouring that wince, he can't slide either. Like, at the end of the day, some players just don't believe in giving up. And I'm fine with that.
Right.
Like, the only quarterback that I ever watched that didn't have the ability to slide.
Oh, you know who it is.
Was Robert Three Sticks. Robert Griffin III.
Yeah.
He just did not know how to get down.
Zero. Zero opportunity to know.
Us as teammates, we love when our quarterbacks sell out for that 1 yard.
Right.
We're fine with it. But sometimes it's just common damn sense.
Yeah.
Get down. Let's play another down. Let's get to what we're trying to do.
He would run towards the boundary and then, you know what? I think I'll take another step. And that was just, that was a clear clock.
And they would literally knock him to next week.
Yes.
But then he wondered why he ain't one of the favorites of all time. Like, that's why I told you, like, last week you weren't here.
Right.
When Robert got into the game, I said he finna throw a pick. Did I say it, Si?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, he's only going to throw a pick because he's emotionally attached to the game. He wants to one-up us.
Right.
He's going to literally, and as I'm a corner, I would literally sit there and be like, yeah, he's going to try to throw a deep ball on us. I'm going to go catch this punt.
Right.
And he threw it right to Kyle Fuller. It just happened. Kendall Fuller, my fault.
There's enough Fullers in the league.
I'm going to say, like, they had, like, 23 Fullers in the NFL.
It's unbelievable.
And they all start with the first name K.
Yeah, it makes no
sense.
Like,
when they go to their family reunion, 10 people didn't play for the NFL. Granddaddy Fuller, Uncle Fuller, Daddy Fuller, Brother Fuller, Cousin Fuller. And they all cornerbacks. It ain't like they play different positions.
No.
They all play cornerback.
I watched Kendall in high school. He went to Good Counsel High School. My kids go there. And I'm watching Kendall play. I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, here he goes to college. I'm like, oh, now he's a Washington football player. I'm like, this is incredible.
Hey, way to show your age, chick.
Well, I've been around for a while.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I've been around.
Hey, being old is a privilege, all right?
Yes, it is.
It's a privilege.
Especially surviving my children alone is something that's, you know, I'm still paying for that one.
I'm still paying child support. It works for all of us.
Well, I got my three kids, and then I get four Father's Day cards anonymously from across the country. That's okay.
Well, I'm more like a spades hand, like four in the possible. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You always got to, like, if you didn't live life hard, and you got to count kids. You always got to go concrete four, but you got to throw the impossible out there because you don't know.
You don't know.
Around a lot. You don't know.
I often, when there's a knock at the door, I don't get up.
Well, me and myself, I was walking through the grocery store the other day, and me and this kid just kept looking eye to eye. He looked like me. I didn't know what to think. Like, he looked too much like me, so I just ran and went to a food line. I left the store.
That's a good move. That's a good move.
I had to get out of there.
Side,
but he looked like he could be mine.
Do you have all the numbers, Si?
I've got most of them, but
you
it's
have
not
most
pretty.
Of them. What are you waiting on?
I pretty much just finished, and it's pretty much a wipeout.
All right, we're gonna go through it. Well, no, we gotta go through it now. All right. So, if you weren't with us earlier on the pregame show, we went through the over/unders and picked some games, and then we also did some stuff that pertains to the Rams and the football team of Washington. All right.
So great.
So, that's all right, Cardinals, Jets.
You guys both went over, and you were both wrong.
And we both are wrong.
Yep.
All right.
What was the score on that game? Did they win by 3?
I think it was 30-10. Let me double check.
We're looking right now. All right, 30-10. Okay.
All right.
So a wash there. Falcons and Panthers.
You both went under, you were both correct.
All right.
Smooshadamus does it again.
Yeah.
If you want to win money in your local betting,
or
you want to go on Bet Online, or you want to go to the MGM, or you want to actually just make money on the extra, you call Smooshadamus, and I will give you the right answers to all your bet deeds.
I do not recommend that.
All right.
No, I wouldn't either.
Wait for the rest of this list.
All right. Bengals and Ravens.
You guys both went over, and were both wrong.
Wow. Yeah.
But right who's now, leading that game?
Right now, it's over. It was a 27-3 victory by the Ravens.
All right, well, at least I picked the winning team.
Yep. No.
Did you? I picked the Bengals.
I picked the Ravens.
Oh, wait, no, you picked the Bengals, Snoop.
You picked the Bengals?
Did? Yep. Yeah.
No,
he's marking it down.
I wrote it down.
I wrote it with the left hand.
See how we got we have discrepancies, but you can't change after the fact, Fred. Right now, we're all awash. Right now, we are...
My CTE acting up.
Well, that's all right. All right. Jaguars and the Texans.
You guys both went under, and you were both wrong.
What the hell?
And you both picked the Texans.
I'm saying, did we pick every pick the same? No, did we?
No, it's about to change. I promise
I picked the
it's
Texans
coming.
And the under. All right. That's wrong, and he's wrong. All right. Raiders and the Chiefs.
Chick picked over, which was correct, and Smoot picked under, which was incorrect.
But I also picked the Raiders to win, right?
You did pick the Raiders to win.
And Chick picked the Chiefs to win, right?
No, he picked the Raiders.
He copied out for me.
What is this? What is this? It ain't over yet.
No, it's 40-32.
We are at
72
Rams.
Points. 72 points in the game.
Yeah, I picked the over. I picked the Raiders. And the Raiders are winning 40-32.
All right. I'm with you.
So you picked the who?
I picked the Raiders.
Oh, so we again we picked the same damn thing?
Yeah, we did.
Damn, Ty. All right. Here's where the rubber hits the road. Rams and Washington.
Chick, you went under, which was correct. And Smoot went over, which was wrong.
But who did he pick to win?
Washington football team.
I picked the Rams.
He said it was going to be 24-13.
I got two on. I'm up two up on Smoot now.
Hey, first of all, I took my feelings into this game.
Yes.
And the one thing you never do when you're making business decisions is take your feelings into things. I'm sorry. I apologize to the fan base. I was a homer on this one.
Yeah.
I should have known we had nothing for McVay. He's too cute. His wife is beautiful. We ain't got a chance.
Smoot, there hasn't been one game this year that you have not picked the Washington football team to win yet. And they only have one win.
You're right. But I picked that first one right, and things have went downhill ever since. Yeah.
All right, Eagles and Steelers.
All right, Chick, you went over, and you were correct. And Smoot went under, which was wrong.
Who did he pick to win?
Steelers. Right. You guys both picked
the
Steelers.
The over, so I am up. I'm up 3-0 on you right now.
But I'm up with picking winners, right?
We did pick winners.
You got the winners.
You got the winners.
I picked all the winners of the team.
The over-under, though, not so much.
Yeah. The over-under never gets you anything. All right. It's all about picking winners.
All right, your individual stuff. What do you got?
Yeah, well, so the FanDuel, two of the three we had were Kyle Allen related, so I'm not even counting those. But
okay.
Washington football team, total points, 18.5. Chick went under.
Absolutely.
And Smoot went over.
Oh, that's 4-0 for me right now.
Well, I did pick them to win the game. So I knew if we were going to win the game, we had to score more than 20 points.
So you're going to erase all the Kyle Allen stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Since he got hurt.
Erases. You are the fly that land on Mike Pence's head.
Chick is up 4-0 on Smoot right now.
And then Terry McLaurin, 100-plus receiving yards. You guys both went under and were correct.
Okay.
All Washington football team defense, 3-plus sacks total.
Yes.
Chick was correct with under, and Smoot was incorrect
5-0.
With over.
Man, I knew if we was going to win the game, we needed to get 5-0. More than 4 sacks.
5-0.
And then Washington football team defense, 2-plus turnovers. Chick went under, and Smoot went under. So you were both correct.
Okay.
And then the last one, Antonio Gibson, 100-plus total yards from scrimmage. You both went over, and you were both incorrect.
Oh, yeah.
And then the final score, obviously. Chick, you were pretty close.
Ooh.
You picked the Rams 30-14. You weren't far off.
Come on.
You ain't nothing but a Dutch hater.
What?
A Dutch hater. You hate the Dutch. I'm just telling you right now.
I love the Dutch. I love the Dutch, and I love the Amish.
Hey, listen to me. Don't nobody wear a wood shoe like me. All I'm saying is this. You hate the Dutch, and you a Dutch hater.
Nobody wears a wood shoe like you?
Yeah, my last name is Smoot. It's Dutch-Irish. Do you not understand that?
No.
Smoot is a Dutch-Irish last name. I am
definitely look
Dutch
very
Irish.
No.
I can see the Irish in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just seen the Irish in me. I am Dutch-Irish.
Yeah, I saw the Irish in you, too. That was that liquor from the top row. I saw it. Bailey's Irish cream in that one. I saw it. Uh-huh.
Now, this is the show. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Let's talk liquor. No. Anything else?
I'm happy. You know what? Most people not happy when they lose.
How many of you had today?
Hey, I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm happy that everybody got out healthy. I got to watch Alex Smith play again. That was a blessing. I got an Eagles fan in here, so they make me feel good about our season because their season stinks so bad.
Yeah.
I'm fine, like, because my expectations weren't that high.
Right.
So I can't be let down. So I'm fine. I understand the growing process. I understand the building process. And to actually build a great house, you have to demolish the old one. And that's what we're doing right now.
Well, you're definitely demolishing it. And this week won't be any less dramatic for this franchise because Dwayne Haskins sits at home and watches.
I'm going to ask you, if you're Dwayne, I'm going to ask you a question. Your name is Dwayne Haskins right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to stick a mic in your face. Dwayne, after seeing what happened this week, now that you're back at practice, how do you anticipate the future going? How do you feel that everything is going to go far as you being with this team or being traded or what's going on? Talk to me.
Now, can I give you two answers? One is Dwayne, and one is what I think Dwayne should say.
All right, give me politically correct Dwayne.
All right.
And give me Dwayne with no filter.
Okay. Politically correct Dwayne. Well, Fred, I certainly appreciate the question. Obviously, you can see this is a very difficult time for me this past week, being demoted to third. Plus, I was sick, had that stomach virus, so I couldn't dress with my mates. I couldn't hold the clipboard.
So your stomach was hurt. You couldn't wear a colostomy bag? You couldn't do anything?
I
stand on
could not do any of that stuff. They don't allow colostomy bags on the sideline. That's very true. But I thought my guys fought hard. You know, listen, I've sat in the quarterback room with Alex Smith. I know how bright he is. I was so happy to see him get a chance to fulfill his dream. But certainly, I'm at a crossroads, and what I have to do is to just to be quiet, grind, get better for that next opportunity.
All right, now,
wherever it comes.
Now, give me
now I'll give you
real
the,
Dwayne, unfiltered, emotionally, feeling like you feel, just been fired from a job. Give me real Dwayne, unfiltered, the truth right now, what he really meant to say by Chick Hernandez.
I didn't even watch the game. You know, I didn't watch the game. Listen, I wasn't really sick either. I just said, screw it. I'm not going to watch the game. I'm sure when I get into the camp, when I get back to the facility, I'll watch film of the game. But I didn't watch that shit because I wasn't in it. You know, and
they thought I had a stomach ache, but I actually had syphilis.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to say this now, but my agent will talk later on about it, too. And he'll come out and tell you the real story. So, come on. No. we'll cut that for a second.
I feel for the kid.
I feel for him. I think, the kid is from DeMatha High School, local kid. Obviously, in the offseason, got himself physically ready. And I thought mentally ready as well. What you hear and what the truth is, we don't know.
We don't know because we're not part of the coaching staff and
Correct.
We don't see his habits.
Correct.
And they're just like me getting drafted to the Saints. Would I have been heartbreaking if the Saints traded me? No, I don't give a damn. It's
right.
32 teams.
Right.
Just because we his home team and we his dream, your dream come true no matter what helmet you're wearing.
Right.
To be successful is the dream come true.
Right. So the dream is still alive for Dwayne Haskins, and I hope, and a lot of guys, look, he didn't play a whole lot in college. He has really not played NFL-wise a whole lot either. There is a lot of room for him to mature, to get better, and I don't have any reason to think that he won't. And oftentimes, that first go-round, Josh Rosen, right?
Yep.
That first go-round, and you're talking about a lot of pressure coming here to your hometown team.
It's a lot of pressure.
Where he readily admitted, this was the team that I was rooting for when I was growing up.
Yep.
And so now you're the bell cow for that franchise. It's a lot of pressure. He's got a lot of work to do.
He got a lot of work to do. And it's actually like trying to date your high school girlfriend. You want so much to be a part of her family because you got a chance to grow up and understand them until you actually got in the family. Right? And then you got in the family
and
you realize no one likes you.
Right.
Nobody's actually on your side. They understand that she's dating you at 17, 18. She's not going to know what she need and want in a man until she's 30.
Right.
They're not welcoming you in. You're just a guest.
Right.
In the house.
Yeah.
And that's what Dwayne Haskins feels like right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you go and date a girlfriend's family and you...
Another analogy when it comes to relationships, because I've been told I only give relationship analogies when I talk about sport. We got a doctor over there, a PR girl. They just work. Ain't nothing they say certified.
Well, it's the Washington football team at New York next week. Against the Giants, I wouldn't even call it a battle. I'll just call it a game in the NFC East. We'll see what happens this week with the quarterback situation. Kyle Allen, Dwayne Haskins, Alex Smith, who knows? But what I do know is there's going to be a lot of chatter on social media and some leaks out of the building because that part of the culture has not died yet with this franchise.
It dies nowhere. Like, that's part of everything. Now, what I can say is tune in this week for the best reality show in the world, The House Husbands of Ashburn. It will continue to burn as the world turns. Don't you worry about that.
Chicken Spoon, that's the post-game show. Live from Augie's here in Old Town Alexandria. We're here every week. Once again, Al Galdi comes back next week for me.
Are you missing again?
Well, I got to call golf. I got the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges for PJ Tour Radio.
Bring me some whiskey.
Again, thanks you all. Thank you all for joining us here on Twitter and Facebook as well. We will see you next week for the Washington team
Is that Uncidio Hall finger I got right there?
Versus the New York Football Giants. What is that?
That was that Uncidio Hall. You know Uncidio Hall has the longest finger in America.
Yeah, he was very popular in high school. Anyway, thanks for watching. Peace out, peoples.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.